RightSeating.com. 7:19 on a Monday morning. We've got a busy Monday morning as we have a couple of guests in the studio right now. We've got a couple of more waiting outside, so we're going to get to them. We're going to start off by talking about the reverse referendum possibility. The petition has been circulating around. A week or two ago, we had Gary Frecking and Todd Zender in to talk about that. So we've invited them back because May the 16th, tomorrow, is something of a deadline for you. Gentlemen, first of all, welcome back to the studios. Thanks for coming in. Let's talk about this. You needed 500 verified names, signatures on a petition. Where are you at right now? You have been off to a good start. Do we have more than 500?
We'll tell you about it, Jeff, and the listeners. We've had a very successful petition campaign here. And before I go any further, I just want to say it's a good day in that regard, but it's somewhat of a sad day too, and I'll tell you why that is. But anyway, like I said, it's been a very successful campaign. We've had some outstanding effort by a lot of participants. And again, you said we needed 500 acceptable signatures. In 10 days from when we started this, we collected 1,126 signatures, which is quite phenomenal. And we believe if we would have had two more weeks, we would have turned this into 2,000, maybe 3,000, as word spread about it. Today, at 3 o'clock, we have an appointment with the city clerk to deliver this petition to the city. Okay? So I said it was a sad day in that it has taken this severe of action by the citizens here to get the city council to hopefully start paying attention, not just, you know, listening, but to act on the input of the citizens here. So this would not have been necessary had the city worked with the neighborhood residents and been willing to make some reasonable compromises. So
let me ask you this, and I don't know, were each of you out and about getting signatures?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. We had, Gary, maybe about 15 to 20 people actively involved with going door to door, knocking on doors.
And while you were out there, what kind of feedback did you get from the citizens, the people whose door you were knocking on?
Well, I ended up by collecting just about 200 signatures, and I can only think of 10 people that said they did not want to sign.
Mm-hmm.
So do the math. Did you 95%.
Did you get any additional comments?
I had discussions about it, of mm-hmm. course. Yeah, okay. I had a couple of people wanted to know what it was about, and we had an opportunity to discuss. And they signed them.
Okay. Gary, I'm sure you had the same result that a lot of people, we had 30, 40-minute conversations. They want to talk about a lot of things. You know, they wanted to talk about property taxes and the way Northfield is spending money. And, you know, they talk about frivolous projects, just a variety of issues. And we quite frankly had people said it was strange because they thanked us that somebody is trying to do something. And
where do we go to now on this? You turned this into the city clerk, as you had mentioned before.
Right.
What are the mechanisms that will, what are the possibilities of things that might happen next? You know, I talked with you the other day and you said there might be a few different scenarios
right.
of where this goes from here. What are those?
Well, of course, the first thing they'll do is closely scrutinize this petition and our paperwork
and rightfully
and so forth. And
yeah.
rightfully so, we expect that. But given the fact that, you know, we're not at 505, we're at 1,126, you know, there's going to be some in there that for one reason or another they will throw out. But we've kind of gone through and scrutinized, and we've thrown a lot out. But anyway, as we understand it, I mean, the first action that they can consider is taking this to a citywide vote, okay? And I think when Ben was on air here with you about a week or so ago, he kind of inkled that that's unlikely they would do that. So the other option is they can table it, okay? If they table it in its existing form, then they can't reintroduce it for 365 days. Our hope in this thing that there's two other options, and the third one is what we're hoping they do, you know, we want this to them to kind of reflect on how this has played out, because this is kind of a rebuke by the residents, and really we want them to restructure the plan and maybe come up with a new budget that aligns with the residents' values and wishes. Okay, that's really what we're after. That's what this turned into, was an issue about engagement with the community, not just listening, but then acting upon their recommendations. And we really felt like we and many other neighborhoods who had petitions they went through a paper shredder. They just did not seriously consider them. And of course, there's a fourth alternative here, and they may look for alternate ways to finance this. The residents of this town, they really want the streets fixed, but they don't want that commingled with all kinds of street reconstructions for bikeways. We've said many times, this is not Burnsville. We're not Minneapolis. We do not have the volume of traffic that justifies what they have intended to do here and take this across the city. We think if they did that, they would spend $3 to $5 million reconfiguring streets over the next 5 years. So, again, we think that's unnecessary spending, and the people that signed this petition agree with us.
Now, this will all, you'll find out. Council meeting is tomorrow night, and that's at 6 o'clock. And the council at that time, we presume, will probably take some action one way or the other. We should have some type of idea of the direction in which they go to. Would that be,
I wouldn't expect them to do that tomorrow. I think still in the evaluation stage, mm-hmm. I would think. But who knows? You know, maybe it'll be a topic at the top of the table. I don't know.
Well, that is, once again, 3 o'clock today. That petition is going into city, so they'll have that information. The council meeting is tomorrow night. We'll see what happens there, and we'll have the mayor and city administrator on come Wednesday morning.
We will be listening. Right. I assure you.
Thank you so much for that update. It's
all right.
Much
Thanks
appreciated.
Thanks for having us, Jeff.
And we'll continue to follow the story. Thanks, guys.
Great.
And so once again, Todd Zender and Gary Frecking about the reverse referendum on some of the street projects for 2023.